B-Pod Studios.
Domani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Every once in a while, we try and do a follow-up on War of the Roses when questions aren't fully answered in the war. And Jamie went to her boyfriend Mike's graduation. And when she got there, there was another woman named Paige who was the fourth person in his four tickets. So she didn't know who Paige was. It sounded like maybe Paige and Mike even had a relationship, if not before she met her, actually like still going on. So let's find out.
Jamie, your boyfriend Mike didn't send the flowers to you, sent them to someone named Paige. And he says that they're just friends. You were going to do a little investigating. What'd you come up with?
So I talked to him, and I talked to her. I talked to Paige, and I'm convinced.
Yeah. Really keeping us on edge here.
I'm convinced that nothing is going on.
No, yeah. Paige was someone that you sat next to at Mike's graduation. You had never met her before. She had never heard about you. And then on top of that, he ends up sending the flowers to her. What was his excuse for sending the flowers at the end of the day?
He said that they were just friends. You know, they hung out during college and she helped him out, you know, when he needed help with things. And he just really wanted to send something nice to her. You know, she said that they were good friends. She said the same thing. They were just really good friends. They would hang out on occasion, grab lunch or coffee. He would come over and do his laundry at her place sometime.
And are you okay with all that if there was still no physical contact or he wasn't moving furniture with her, as we call it?
I mean, he's allowed to have friends who are women. It's just, it was a weird situation and a setup, you know, and the meeting and the fact that I didn't know anything about her.
Yeah, that's weird.
And the fact that it was his graduation, it was just a lot of heightened things that happened. You know, and I asked her a bunch of questions, you know, what's his favorite TV show, you know, things about him, you know, what's his favorite food. And she was like, she didn't really seem to know a whole lot about him. She was like, you know, we're friends, but we're not, it's not like they're best friends.
Could she have been playing dumb? I'm not saying that I don't believe him.
Right.
I just want to make sure that you are 100% here
lying.
Before. Right.
They could have had a conversation before you even got a hold of her.
I mean, I didn't get the feeling that she was lying or that she was playing dumb. She also said that she has a boyfriend.
His name's Mike.
No, another boyfriend. I also did some other online stalking, so I definitely saw other pictures.
Oh, you did?
There's another guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, maybe.
Okay, let's say he's not cheating. That's even weirder.
The
whole thing is so weird that you had no idea that this woman was going to be at his graduation, or that for the last 3 years while you were dating him and living in Charlotte and he was living on campus.
He had a secret friend.
Yeah.
He would do laundry at. They go to the house and do laundry. That's.
And it all came from a jump start, supposedly. Her battery was dead.
Why not share that story? That would be so. I'd find it so fascinating if Sterling called me and was like, you know, I helped someone jumpstart a car and now we're going to go to dinner.
I'm doing laundry at her.
You know what I mean?
Ahead and turn it over. And by the way, you mind if I use your wash?
What?
Based on the feedback we got from the war yesterday, we're all just wondering how you're going to play it out. But this is your relationship.
I know it's weird.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But guys, I love Mike. And I'm really proud of him for graduating. And, you know, we're starting a new chapter together. And I believe him.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, Jamie.
Good luck to you guys.
Yeah, we're glad we can help you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for the follow-up. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So you always ask for War of the Roses follow-ups, and we give them when we can. Quite honestly, after someone's on War of the Roses, to ask them to come back again, they don't like the, you know, the whole follow-up thing. They want to just be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't ever push anyone, but Jamie was nice enough to come back on and give us a recap of what happened after yesterday's war.
And Jamie doesn't believe that there's any cheating.
She spoke with Michael, her boyfriend, and she also spoke with Paige, the woman who lives 3 hours away from Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
up near where he went to college. She lives off campus. She's not even a student at the college. But she says that she's okay with it. She loves Michael, and she's going to believe Michael. Now we're just curious what you guys think. Roy, you never believed Michael from the beginning, and me and Loren have been more torn.
No, this is too suspicious to me. Let's talk to the radio family, though. Laura in Statesville. Love it up in Statesville. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Good morning.
Morning. What do you think?
I think Paige is lying. I think Mike's lying. I think if it weren't a secret or before now, I think she would have known about Paige. I think the only graduation he did was to level 2 lie.
Yeah.
He graduated from Lie Academy.
Yeah,
you got that right.
it's not out of the realm, though, Laura and Roy, to think that maybe they were just friends. But that doesn't mean that he shouldn't have handled it better with Jamie.
If they were friends, then that is the weirdest friendship, and the whole situation is strange.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would send romantic roses to your girlfriend.
You're just your friend that happens
right.
to be a girl. Mm-hmm. And then on top
when
of
you
that,
have a girlfriend.
How do you not bring it up to your other girlfriend about how you became friends with someone you met on the side of the road? I said it before in the original War of the Roses episode. I would find it so funny. That's like a story I'd love to talk to Sterling about. If I found out that he helped someone on the side of the road and they're hanging out,
yeah.
I think that's so cool, you know?
Well, aren't most of us friends with our partners anyway?
Right.
Right, yeah, and you would share something like that. That's why it's just so odd. But Mike in that War of the Roses yesterday, Laura, and if you didn't hear it and anyone else didn't hear it, thanks for the call. You could go to the Kiss 95.1 app and listen to the podcast or ask your Alexa to play the MRL show War of the Roses podcast.
Mm-hmm. We got a tweet from Shay Lee at the MRL show. She'll be back on the segment in a couple of years. He'll be doing laundry at someone else's house.
Aww.
I believe it, Shay Lee. I believe it.
Mike did say yesterday, he goes, why, if I was cheating with Paige, would I invite her to the graduation?
Why would you keep her a secret?
Does he think he's that sneaky that if he puts it out in the open where he sits the both of them next to each other that it would be okay? And obviously, the other woman had to be in on it too. Like, she has to know about the girlfriend if they're really having a relationship.
Anyone else been in this position where you feel like maybe you weren't 100% sure if your partner was cheating on you and you met the person that you were being cheated on by? You know what I mean? Like, maybe there's another situation like this and you could give us a little insight and, you know, just say, hey, Jamie, because we think Jamie's listening. You might want to double check because I was in the same predicament.
She did double check, but she needs a triple check and keep digging.
That's true. 704-570-9595. If anyone has been in this position.
Let's talk to Tequa in Forest City. Hey, Tequa.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. What do you think?
Well, I have a guy that is my best friend. We've been friends for years. And I will say when he is potentially getting involved with a female, he will let them know, look, my best friend is a female. I want you to know ahead of time. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people get jealous of the friendship that we have. It is kind of strange. He does everything with me. I'm a single mother. He goes grocery shopping with me. He helps me with my kids. It's just a thing. We've been friends for years. But I will say that she should probably be a little skeptical, be a little watchful just in the background for a little while, because for her not to know anything really about him, like she said, her favorite foods, the things that he likes to do, Brandon knows everything about me.
Yeah.
That's my best friend. So that's a little strange, that end of it. She should know more about him than she does if they're that close as friends. So maybe she should watch it, just keep an eye on it, because people do get together and lie about things
mm-hmm.
when they want to do something and they don't want others to know. But
yeah.
there is a possibility that they are just friends, just because I know about my own personal situation.
Yeah, I know, but you introduced your guy friend to your partner. Like,
yeah, I mean,
my best friend
knew each other, right?
Is a guy,
right.
too.
Now, I am single right now, but when I am involved with anyone, everybody knows about Brent.
Yeah,
they
thanks,
know.
Thanks,
now,
Tequa.
When we go places and they don't know us, they think we're together. because it's that weird. But yeah. Other than that, no. We're just great, great friends.
But the fact that Mike kept all this a secret, that's the problem. That's the one issue I have, is that everything was hush-hush.
But you told Dallas about your guy friend?
Right up front.
Yeah.
You have to. You just have to. This is anonymous in Charlotte.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, my husband, I was married for a long time, and he worked with a lady, and she was married. Well, we all became friends. They came to my house. They spent the night at my house. But, you know, I thought maybe they were kind of a little bit flirty, so I asked her about it. And
who was a little bit flirty, Anonymous?
The girl.
And your husband?
The girl flirted with my husband.
Okay.
So I asked her, and she was like, oh, no, you know, I promise, you know, I'm married, we're just friends. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, I didn't mean to, you know, blame you or anything. You know, I just said, you know, I'm just a little bit suspicious. And I apologized to her, apologized to my husband, and it was true. They were.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I mean, you have to be, if the guy wasn't upfront about it, there's just something a little bit off.
Right? Okay.
And I'm not saying he is cheating. I'm just saying.
It's not right.
It's not right.
Yeah, it's not right.
And even if he's not cheating, it's still not right.
Right.
It's still a secret to me.
And he's a college graduate. The guy has to have some sense to get the degree. But like we said earlier, Anonymous, he graduated the College of Lies, if it's not true.
That's right.
There's been a lot of lies told on this radio station this morning.
Yep.
And that you can believe. Can't get that line out of my head.
Oh, yeah. This is Taylor in Huntersville.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, Taylor. We're just trying to, you know, reel in from this War of the Roses update. What do you think?
So mine just really piggybacks off what Anonymous said. Regardless if you think he's cheating or not, he has just lied to her for the last 3.5 years. Like, I mean, he still can't be trusted. He's still the person that if something big were to happen, you can't trust that he's going to be telling the truth.
You just
and
brought
I
up.
Don't know.
No, I was going to say, and I don't want to forget because I'll forget this point. You just brought up a really good point. Think about it. For the 3 years that they were friends, that he was up at college, when Mike called Jamie and Jamie said, "What have you been doing?" That means that Mike left out the part where he said laundry at my friend Paige's house.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ooh.
Like, even if you think he's cheating or not, that's fine. But he's been lying for so long. Like, why would you want to move forward? Because the lies just get bigger and deeper.
Yeah,
and you can't trust him.
Mm. Thanks, Taylor. Man, that changes it for me, Lauren. Because if she's calling from Charlotte to college to talk to Mike, and he just went to lunch with his friend Paige, who you're going to meet in 2 years from now, and doesn't say anything about going to lunch with Paige.
Yeah.
Oh, I was out with friends. Now, there's a whole other side, too, which could be maybe we don't know, but maybe Paige is super jealous. Paige wouldn't handle that news well.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
But you still
you shouldn't be doing it. If you knew that it was going to make your significant other mad, you shouldn't have done it.
Right.
Yeah, good point. Okay, we'll close the case on this until we hear further. Thanks, guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.